Hello, my name's Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Jenny Griffiths, who is the CEO of Snap Fashion. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
So you went software engineer to CEO quite quickly out of university. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Yeah, so I had the idea for Snap Fashion when I was studying computer science at university. And to me, it just seemed like a really obvious idea. It's the whole kind of concept of if we're drawn to things visually, then why are we still searching using words? So that was kind of what inspired me to start Snap. So I coded the algorithms while I was at university and created this horrifically ugly prototype system. But I ended up getting some funding from the university for the project. So yeah, that's what kind of inspired me to take Snap to the next level and take it from being an academic study into a fully fledged business.
Okay, okay. And do you want to just tell us a little bit about how it works and what the premise is behind it?
Yeah, sure. So the idea behind Snap Fashion is you kind of see something and then you snap it and then you can buy it. So the idea is you've kind of walked past a shop window and you've seen something that's caught your attention, but I don't know, it's out of budget or it's not in your size, or you've seen a celebrity photo on the website and you want to see if you can kind of steal her style. So you can take a photo on your mobile phone, or you can use the Snap It button on the internet to just basically grab any image off any website. It pulls it through into Snap Fashion, and then we analyse the image based on the cut and the colour and the texture of the clothing. And then we make recommendations of items that we think you'll like based on the input image. So yeah, we like to say that we're a bit of a kind of discovery engine for fashion, because we don't want to take that discovery element away from shopping, because I think that's what makes it fun.
Okay, and how do you monetize that at this stage?
We've got relationships with over 170 UK retailers, so the kind of from the normal high street shops right up to the high-end designers. So yeah, every time someone makes a sale through Snap, then we'll get some affiliate commission.
Okay, okay. And how key is mobile to what you're doing, and how difficult was that to integrate into the platform?
Mobile is definitely a key part of Snap Fashion. So only about a quarter of our users are using the mobile app compared to the web. But I think the direction that mobile is going, we're definitely going to see a big transfer from e-commerce to m-commerce. So that would be interesting for us going forward. The transition to mobile was probably the most difficult thing, actually, about building Snap, because the algorithms were all there. It was just kind of, how do you create a mobile experience that's really intuitive to use and something that looks good as well as working? So yeah, that was the main portion of work that I had to do on Snap after university.
Okay, look. And how many people have you got? Your office is in Clerkenwell in London, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. There are five of us in the office, so three tech and then two marketing. So nice.
Are they constantly upgrading it? Is it a process rather than a finished platform?
Yeah, it's definitely a process. I always think the technology is never finished. So we're constantly kind of listening to user feedback, tweaking the algorithms, and also working on new products as well. So we want to be on Android by the end of the year, because I think we're being bad by excluding all the Android users. And also men's fashion as well could be really exciting for us. So we'll have that out by the end of the year as well.
Okay. And how about global expansion? Is this something that's going to work across the world?
Definitely. I really like the idea of visual search, just because it kind of removes language barriers. It's very kind of intuitive and takes away all those kind of translation issues. So we're launching in Singapore in a few months' time, and we'll also be in America by the end of the year. So it's a busy time for us.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much for chatting to us today, Jenny.
Thank you.
Cheers. It's been great talking to you, and very best of luck with the global expansion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.